Grave after grave, hundreds of unidentified human remains are being catalogued by a forensic team at this cemetery in the riverside town of Puerto Berrío.
There is an injury in the skull that could be the entrance point of a projectile.
Each bone and piece of clothing is closely analyzed in search of people who went missing years ago in Colombia's civil conflict. The graves marked NN are for no name.
We are looking for particularities, for example, firearm injuries, or the way the body is laid down. There are bodies that have been thrown into the grave without any care, face down, and their arms in weird positions, or without clothes. This makes us suppose they are what we are looking for, especially if they are young.
An estimated 120,000 people disappeared during nearly 60 years of fighting. A national plan to identify lost victims is part of the 2016 peace deal. It's renewing hope for people like Rocío Barrera, whose teenage son vanished 2 decades ago.
You never lose hope. It's a wound that will never fully heal. But I'm hopeful that I will be able to say, this is my son. I just ask God to give me the opportunity to give him a proper Christian burial, to know where he's resting.
Puerto Berrío and its cemetery have become emblematic of Colombia's search for its disappeared. Until the mid-2000s, hundreds of unidentified bodies floated here on the Magdalena River. Locals perform burials for the unknown victims.
In time, a cult developed around the nameless dead, with people adopting some of the remains, first marking the grave as escogido or chosen, offering them flowers or decorating the graves in exchange for favors. Some were even given new names, and this has helped preserving many of the remains that would have otherwise ended in mass graves.
Maria Lidia adopted one of them. She renamed her Maria de Los Angeles and revered her. She believes she helped her daughter find a job, among other favors, so she bought the body a new grave.
It's hard for me to let her go, but I am happy if she can be delivered to her real family. And I hope they will call me to thank me for taking care of her.
68 bodies of possible victims have been recovered so far in this cemetery alone. Up to 500 could be here. It will be an arduous task to finally reunite the living with their dead. Alessandro Rampietti, Al Jazeera, Puerto Berrío.